fourthlanding.com.
Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we're in the Mighty 1090 studio with Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing and Mr. Johnny White from Dana Landing and ECBT, East County Bait and Tackle. Having a great show this day after Christmas, headed into the new year. The second to the last show of 2016, show number 103 of 104 for 2016.
Nice.
Yeah, and giving away a couple great prizes.
You're not kidding, man. How cool is this? At the end of the show today, if you're just waking up, rolling out of your Christmas coma, we've got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Actually, two cool prizes for lucky callers at the end of the show. First of which is a brand new pair of Ola Kai sandals or shoes, whatever you prefer. Go on down to Dana Landing, check out their awesome supply of Ola Kais. And again, if you haven't or are not familiar with it, they are the nicest pair of sandals a guy can buy. High end, very comfortable. Shoes are the same way, and they got a great selection there at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, which is right across the street from SeaWorld, if you're not familiar, and a really cool selection. You're going to get to pick one of any pair you want, shoes or sandals. It's coming to you at the end of the show. And in addition to that, another lucky caller is going to get a $50 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle, ECBT, again in Lakeside there, right at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview in Lakeside. A very, very cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today.
Indeed, and we want to thank our buddy Adam on the board and the phone. So they'd be nice to Adam when you call. He's filling in for Ryan Christensen, who's taking hooky day today, day after
day.
Christmas. You know, we thought
we'd the Christmas.
We thought we'd
give
him a day off, right?
He earned it.
But Adam's cutting the slack for him, and so if you want to call, line's open right now. You can talk to Adam 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
You got it, man. And with that, it's time to find out what's biting. It's time for the Catch Report today, which, again, is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures for your big fish, you need to get that Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next drip. They'll help you catch everything from school size, tuna, to record size. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Lining Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And starting off our fish dop, or missing from our fishdope.com report is our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, doing a little family holiday thing for Christmas. So we're going to start it off down in San Diego over at C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. Hope
morning.
You had a nice holiday there.
Great.
Unfortunately, not much happened this week between weather and then taking the day off. We only got a couple half-day boats out. They did catch a decent amount of bottom fish. They had one yellowtail Thursday morning. So like I said, beyond that, quite a bit of wind coming through. We canceled this morning because of the wind out there. But as soon as this blows through here, we'll be back online. The half days, at least for the next week or so here, will be bottom fishing. Rockfish and their partners on the bottom there, maybe some more yellowtail, and then next month we'll have to see where they go there. But we're going to be online, the new C4th. Took a little bit of time off there, just put in some fish holds on the boat there. So hopefully maybe I'll take advantage of those, and maybe I'll fill in on some three-quarter day trips. So definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. We got our schedules up there for the half day. Like I said, at least for the next week here, the three-quarter days up there, and then we'll have January, February schedules up there. Hopefully someone's going to pick up and run some day-and-a-half trips here. Nothing scheduled yet, but definitely keep an eye on that. You can definitely call the office here, 619-224-3383. We're happy to help you guys out. And it's kind of the downside to that El Nino. You know, we had some great fishing there, but now we're going to see a little bit of weather disrupting our fishing occasionally. But I think it was a worthwhile trade-off.
I think so, and we're going to get our fishing days in, no doubt about it, Marcos. So back online, and it looks like some decent weather this week for the holiday. You want to take some friends out holiday fishing? Time to go.
Absolutely. Like I said, check the website, c4thlanding.com. You can make your reservations right online there. Or you can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383, and we'll get you guys out there.
First half-day boat ever with a true RSW fish hold. Is that
right? Yeah, so now we just need to fill it up with some squid or yelta or something like that.
All right. There you go.
Very good. Thanks Marcos. Appreciate that. Talk to you next year, which will be next Saturday.
We'll talk to you next year.
Happy New Year to
you, Marcos.
All right. A new feature here on Saturdays, Let's Talk Hookup Fishing Report. We're going to have, of course, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Then we're going to have Marcos from Seaforth and Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. He's going to give us the financial report. No. He's going to give us the Northern Baja Fishing Report. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. And so what's going on in Northern Baja?
Well, the water did cool a little bit with the system moving through, but there's still not that much wind. And, like Rick alluded to earlier, and Castman, yellowtail is the name of the game down there. Plenty of yellowtail to be had. Bahia Concepcion down that area, they're still staying deep, about 400 feet. Plenty of yellowtail being caught there up to limits. Up at San Bruno, there's some Cabrilla Pargo being caught. Up at Lago Cana, we have some grouper, halibut, and corvina inside the Bahia. Not many people heading offshore. I do have a couple friends that are heading that way now to see if the wahoo are still around and some yellowtail. Up at Bay of L.A., the good yellowtail continues. The wind hasn't been really a problem, just a couple miles out of the shore. Great yellowtail at Bay of L.A. San Quintin, from now until February, you can almost count on finding yellowtail there. And in addition, you're always going to have a chance of getting limits of rockfish without a rockfish closer there, so that's always a great option. Gonzaga Bay, nicer weather, calm inside there. Smaller yellowtail, bonito, grouper, and snapper have been seen there. And Ensenada, guys have been finding yellowtail there mixed in with the bottom fish and a couple lingcod. And the good news, especially for the white sea bass, chances up here is that they started to see a lot of squid move into Ensenada just the other day. So they're already starting to wrap them up down there. That might move up here.
Oh, boy. That's good news, Rick. And, of course, for fishing advice or financial advice, our buddy Rick Jensen, great guy, great fisherman, and a great financial advisor. Rick, how do we get a hold of you?
On the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or over the line at 949-481-1807.
All right, Rick, good job. First one, and we look forward to it again next week. And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, guys.
All right, appreciate the call this morning.
Cool info, man.
Isn't that good?
And it's really cool, too, that so much of that northern Baja is just still not fished often, easy to get to. I mean, you can, bail out of your house early in the morning, you're having tacos by lunchtime and catching radfish in the afternoon.
Yeah.
What a cool report. That's awesome.
How about that squid report, Dwayne? You ready for that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I heard a little hubbub about that a few days ago.
Bring it on.
To the north, to the south. We should get some soon, hopefully.
It's good
to me,
man.
We'll take that. All right. And that is our catch report. And, of course, you want to get interesting and good, reliable fishing information. Fishdope.com is the source. Danny's on it every day. And you want to save $20 on a new membership. It's going to last the entire year, right up until almost 2017 if you buy it today. Using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. That's fishdope.com, your source for the best fishing information.
All right, well, let's jump into the phones. You're getting packed up again. If you want to get your chance in the second hour, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Ken, calling us from San Diego this morning. Ken, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Morning, Ken.
Morning.
Great to talk to you. Hey, listen, I had a couple questions. One, my son's a bass fisherman. We go out for tournament and everything as well, but he loves bass. And I heard you talking about Hobie being the best kayak for fishing. Can you also set that up for bass?
Absolutely. Here's the reason Hobies are such a good kayak for fishing is the pedals. You're hands-free. With every other kayak, you have to use a paddle. But, right, Johnny?
Yep, you can pedal that Hobie, and you can get a long ways.
Yeah, and fast.
And fast and not using a lot of your legs are a lot stronger than your arms.
Yeah.
So don't burn as much energy.
And if you opt into the pro angler, either the 12 or the 14, you can actually stand up and cast in that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Wow. Like a boat.
Yeah, it is.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so check it out. Just go down to Fast Lane right next to Dana Landing in Mission Bay, right next to Dana Landing is across from SeaWorld, and go test one. Just walk in there and say, I want to test one of these. They'll put you right on the water and let you get out there and try it out. Ken, thanks a lot for the call. Happy New Year to you.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Dan. He's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, happy holidays. Thanks for taking my call.
You too, Dan.
So I'm going to buy my license. I fish year-round, so I'm going to buy my license next week.
Good idea.
Is there any progress on them doing the whole, like, you know, first of the month?
I think he's meaning a calendar year a full year.
They're still talking on it.
That's like a legislature thing. So
yeah.
I think there's some state legislature up in Central California who's been working on that. I don't know if we'll ever see it. But
yeah. So we have everything electronic now. Why can't they do it? There's really no reason.
I mean, Mexico doesn't. Nothing is electronic with those licenses. So I can assure you, I don't have an answer for it.
And most every state in the United States does it, but not California.
Yeah. I don't know. And the weird thing about the licenses this year, and I'm sure Ricky saw this, is I've been selling fishing licenses for a long time. This is the first year that the price didn't go up.
Weird,
that,
right?
That I can – I didn't even print the price list when they first sent it to me because I thought it was a misprint. But we've been selling 2016 licenses, and they're the exact same price as last year, and I've never seen that. And so maybe that's a precursor to something coming along. But, you know, if you look at it, the way I look at it and the way I tell people is if you're going to fish four times in the year, even if you're not starting until October, it's still worth it to buy a year license.
Totally.
You know, versus buying one-day licenses. So
yeah.
You kind of, you know, think about it that way. It's a dollar a week to fish for the year. It's not a huge cost.
But don't forget, you do need a new license starting
January 1st.
January 1st, next Friday. So go into Dana Landing or your local tackle store and get one. Get one now before the rush.
Just do it. Yeah, it's easy to do. It's cool. You know, go down, see Johnny, get a license, go grab a Alexa sandwich, hang out on the dock, watch some people try to load their boat in the beginning of the year. Life is good, man. Do it.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thanks, Dan. Speaking of licenses, let's talk to Doug. He's calling us from Montebello this morning. Doug, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, I was thinking about that license. I bought a lifetime license, so I pretty well paid for itself already. In the long run, about 10 years down the road, would it hurt the DFW if everybody bought a lifetime license? Because my license only cost $5.14 this year.
Well, if everyone bought it, I don't.
It'd be stoked.
I think they'd be happy to have that money up front. I'm sure in the long run it would hurt them, but I'm sure they know that there's only a small percentage of people that are actually going to put that money out up front to get that license.
Now, you as a licensing agent at Dana Landing or ECBT or Fisherman's Landing Tackle, can you sell lifetime licenses?
We can't sell the initial one. They have to go to Department of Fish and Game to get that, but when he comes in, you know, after you have the lifetime license, he comes in, we scan his driver's license and his, you know, charge. Basically all he's paying for is like the ocean enhancement stamp, I think. So there's a small charge to get your ticket every year.
But you still have to renew it every year.
Yeah, you do have to renew it every year.
Yeah.
Come in and get one. And then there's different levels you can get it, because you can purchase a sport fishing license that includes every optional thing, an ocean enhancement, a two-rod stamp, those types of things. But you still need lobster cars, still need that. And the scale of a lifetime license varies on the age. And if your children are into fishing, you know, by 7 or 8 years old, you know this kid's a maniac, and he's the next Dwayne Diego.
Yeah.
It's only $517 for him to have a fishing license for the rest of his life.
The rest of his life.
They're $50 a piece right now, and they're not gonna, you know, I know they're not getting cheaper. You know what I mean? You know, that's 10 years. You know, but while he's still a teenager, it's paid for.
Yeah.
So very cool. That's, you know, if they're under 9, 10 to 39 years, they're $844. But again, still. You know, from 10 to 39.
Under 9 years old, it's 517.
Under 9 years old, it's 517. 10 to 39 years, it's 844. And then from 40 to 60 years old, it's 760. And then if you're over 62, it's back down to 517.
517. So, I mean, if you think you're going to live another 10 years and you're 62.
Yeah, why not, man?
Why not, man?
Yeah, go for it.
Get it.
But the thing that's cool is your kid. You know you got an outdoor kid that's into it. $517, he's going to have a fishing license for the rest of his life. pretty darn cool.
Pretty cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Good question. Let's go ahead and jump back into those phones.
You got it. Again, calling from our local line, which is 858-457-1090. Norman in San Diego, you're up next on the show. Hi, Norman.
Good morning, Norman.
Hello.
Hi, Norman.
Yes, I got a question about the spot fin in the bay for John. And when and where can you catch a spot fin in the bay? That's the first question. And with regard to fishing licenses, can you get the 2016 license now, or do you have to wait till 2016?
No, the 2016 licenses have been available for over a month. Spot fin croaker, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that's some years are better than others, and you can kind of watch the shoreline to see when they're coming in because the guys know. The guys who are following them, they'll have their you'll see 10 rods set up in a row like on the on the north end of Fiesta Island, and they'll be shoulder to shoulder waiting for them to come through. It's different times of year every year. Sometimes it's earlier in the spring and sometimes it's not until summer. But the run's been building. It seems like there's more every year. But with the water, with the El Nino, it hasn't been as prevalent. Like the years when the sea bass were biting really good, those seem to be the years where the spot fin were biting really good in the bay. And a lot of it's bait related too. Those guys are using they're digging razor clams, using live bait or live ghost shrimp that they're getting themselves or bloodworm. So
it could be any time. It's not necessarily an annual migration then.
It is an annual migration, but it's not at the same time every year.
I see.
The best thing to do is just kind of watch those shorelines. It's funny because I have some customers that were into that, and they said, from the 60s, in the 1960s when they're building Mission Bay, they said they would go up in Bay Park where you could see Mission Bay with a telescope and binoculars, and they would just go and check every day and see. And then they said you'd see a few guys fishing one spot that they knew were onto it, and that's when they knew they were coming in.
Time.
Oh, wow, that's pretty amazing.
So, is that the holy grail shore fish of the bay, the spot fin?
I would say so. I mean, they get big. In the summer, in the summer months, they're in the surf. Like a lot of guys do pretty good up in that Torrey Pines area. And you can sight fish them up there. They'll come through grubbing through the surf, in big schools and that, Black's Beach, Torrey Pines, up into Del Mar area. But then in the spring, they tend to come into the estuaries, but just different times there every year.
That's cool.
Excellent. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Lots more of your phone calls if you want to get through. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Your chance to win a $50 gift card to ECBT or a brand new pair of Olakais. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Keohar and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
It's time for our PowerPro 60-second seminar. You heard it. On your next fishing trip, you got to get the PowerPro Advantage. You use the Spectraline. None better than Power Pro. And when you're fishing for that deep water yellowtail, Dwayne said it, man, Spectra and Power Pro is the stuff to do.
Well, you talk about an advantage, and the advantage in using Power Pro is diameter, and that was a great explanation of it. You know, the size and the height of your spool is so relative to how fast your lure is moving. So if you got a spool that's 4 inches tall, but it takes 2 inches worth of line to get down to the bottom, you're no longer, you know, you still may be turning at 6-to-1, but your line recovery is so much lower. But a skinny diameter line, you're going to put a lot more on it, so when it's all down, when it takes your jig to the bottom, your spool is still 3/4 full, therefore moving your jig a whole lot faster.
Jan, your fish are going to be in that last a third of the water column down there most of the time. So that's why you need that Power Pro advantage. Fill it up with Power Pro at your favorite tackle store or check out powerpro.com.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. Are you aware that Fisherman's Landing has the finest charter boat fleet on the West Coast? We have charter boats from 50 to 85 feet in length and can accommodate charter groups from 8 to over 50 passengers. If you are planning to book a charter this year, I wouldn't wait too long. With the outstanding fishing that we've had the past two seasons, prime fishing dates for 2016 are already disappearing. If you have never booked a charter before, all you have to do is contact a few fishing buddies, pick a date, and call the landing. Our office crew will make booking your charter a breeze. If your group is from 8 to 14 anglers, the Bluefin, Pacific Quest, or Maximus would be perfect. If you have 15 to 35 fishermen, check out the Pacific Dawn, Fortune, Commander, Islander, or the Pegasus. You can also charter our open party boats, Dolphin, Prowler, Condor, and Pacific Queen. Don't allow your prime fishing date to slip away. Charter one of Fisherman's Landing's premier boats for a spring yellowtail trip or a summer or fall offshore tuna trip. You will be happy you did. You can find us at www.fishermanslanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 to book your fishing charter.
Have you checked out the giant fast lane kayaks in Mission Bay yet? It's hard to miss right in the middle of Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and all the accessories. They also have a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check out the new model Hobie kayaks arriving daily and see the great deals on previous year's models. Even test a kayak or stand-up paddleboard right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks, no one does it better than the crew at Fast Lane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastLaneSailing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packing up. You want to get through, here's your chance. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Open right now. You have a chance to win your choice, a pair of Olakai sandals or shoes from Dana Landing, and a $50 gift card to ECBT. Two winners today, kind of celebrating the holiday season with lots of good gifts, thanks to John and Steven over at Dana Landing and East County Bait and Tackle. Let's go ahead and jump on the phone.
You got it, man. How about next up, we talk to Bernard, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Bernard? Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Yeah, I'd like to know which is better, star drag or liver drag?
For what?
Fishing for rockfish.
Okay, rockfish fishing. Dwayne? Johnny?
You know, that's, and the way I look at it, it's all personal preference for that. You know, if you're a star drag guy, star drag will work for you. Lever drag guy, lever drags will work for you. You know, there's not going to be a real advantage to either or when you're bottom fishing for those ground fish. It's just what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
Where does the advantage come and go on a star drag versus a lever drag?
I think just, you know, the star drag has better casting ability.
Mm-hmm.
The lever drag has better drags.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on what you're fishing for. Sure. I think once you're getting into a lot bigger fish, the lever drag is going to give you an advantage on, you know, your preset abilities and
more drag pressure,
yeah,
larger drag surface area. So.
Yeah, more drag pressure. You know, it can handle a longer fight, mm-hmm, without fading out the drags and stuff. But it's preference. You know, it depends on, you know, and then the bigger the fish get, the more, you know, it just becomes not really, you know, the lever drag reels. You wouldn't even use a star drag reel now for fish over 100 pounds. unless it's an accidental, an accidental hooking, you know, yeah. And you know the two speeds with the lever drags also, which is something you don't really have a two speed in a star drag. They don't make that, so definitely comes into play there.
Star drag giving you super lightweight spool. Your spool comes up to speed and then back down from speed much faster. So everything's geared towards casting and, you know, getting your bait away from the boat on one and then fighting the fish on the other.
Yep.
So then
yep.
You just kind of decide the type of fishing that you're going to be doing and where you're going to be going and the grade of fish you're going to be fishing for and maybe make the choice that way.
Yeah, and some people, they just like lever drag, you know, like some people, they put, you know, they'll put an Avid on their jig rod, and you know, which something to me doesn't sound, you know, isn't the way I would fish personally, but if you're used to it, you're used to it. There's no, you know, of all the small, you know, there's the Talikas, and there's so many good small lever drag reels out now that they have casting performance that's sure. pretty close to what you can do with a star drag reel. But yeah.
If you like a reel that's heavy and doesn't cast good, that's a great one for it.
Hey, Bernard, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. Before we go on to the next one, I want to know, how does one book a trip with Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Dwayne?
That's a good question.
You just look us up online. Our website is www.pinnaclesportfishing.com, or you can just reach us on our office line there. It's 619-850-7575 to book your trip.
Now, you send an email? You have online booking?
You can send an email through the website. We're working on a live calendar. There's a calendar up now, but it didn't do the functionality that we wanted it to, so we're going to work on that a little more. That should be up in the next week
so
or two.
So you can tell whether the
date yeah,
you're
yeah,
looking
the dates
for
will be up
be
there.
Open.
Yeah, it'll be live.
Okay.
And you'll be able to book through that as well. But in the meantime, yeah, just give us an email or give us a call.
Now, you're already taking reservations for next summer. You have
believe it or not, we're pretty happy over there. We've got reservations all the way into July. Not a lot, but, you know, people are now calling for the spring and the summer for next year, and we're pretty excited about that.
I can't stress that enough, too. Like, how easy was it to go on a Saturday in August last year?
No, I mean, the last 2 years the boat I ran, I was 110% sewed up booked from July till October by June. And the year before was by July, so this year I think it'll probably be by May. I've never heard or had calls that I know of for summer dates in December until this year. So I'm anticipating a really busy season, and like these guys said, if you can book now, book now. It doesn't take much. All you got to do is give us a call. We'll do a hold on your credit card. We won't take money on it. That'll reserve your date, and you'll be all dialed in to go fishing when you want to go fishing instead of wishing that you could be fishing.
Don't even have to put a down payment. You can just put a hold on the credit card.
Yep, just do a hold on the credit card and make it easy on everybody.
Wow.
And you can decide if you want to pay via card or via cash day of. You know, obviously there are cancellation rules and stipulations and whatnot. But, yeah, we just try to make it easy.
All that's on the website, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So when somebody books with you, what's it going to cost? So what's it going to cost somebody to go fishing with you?
You know,
depending on the season?
Yeah, it all depends during trip duration or on trip duration and the season. You know, we do $1,000 for the inshore full-day deal, $1,200 for the islands, and $1,500 for offshore. And that price includes everything except your food and drink and your California license. So we're fishing Mexico. I've got your FMMs. I've got your Mexican permits,
wow.
Your bait, your ice, your fish cleaning, the whole nine yards. We're
fish cleaning too.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. We try to do the full service deal. Like I said, you just show up with your food and drink, and if we're fishing in California waters, you need to have your license for that as well. Yeah.
But you'll cover FMMs. You'll cover Mexican licenses.
Yep, absolutely.
If you're fishing Coronado
absolutely.
Island.
And we also carry a nice set of boat gear, all Rain Shadow rods, Shimano reels. So if you don't have adequate gear, or you don't even feel like bringing your gear, that's fine. You can use ours. It's all rigged up daily. You know, we take pride in the stuff that we use on our boat.
That's rad. And,
one thing I can be sure of is that you're not messing around. If you don't come with anything but your food and drink and your license, your tackle's going to be totally sano,
absolutely.
Ready to go, because you don't want to lose a fish.
Absolutely.
In fact, you'd probably prefer people leave their tackle at home.
If you look on my rigging calendar, yeah. It says not messing around every day.
Yeah. No, being serious. I mean, you hook a nice one, it's like nobody wants that fish on the boat more than Dwayne.
Exactly. I try to explain that to people. You know, we take very, very big pride in our rigging and our gear and putting fish on the boat. That's the number one goal for us in our operation. So, you know, back to the gear thing, everything's top-notch.
Yeah.
And then we said the beauty of running out of Dana Landing lies you do picking up your passengers here at Dana is food and drink right there. You grab a breakfast sandwich and a deli sandwich while you're hanging out with your boys, and you know, you grab your sodas and a couple of cold ones and step down onto the boat and blast away.
Yeah, and I tell people when they call if they haven't fished with us before, you know, they're like, oh, what do we bring? You know, what do we need? How much of this? How much of that? I said, guys, why don't you just show up in the morning and we'll just run up to the shop at the top of the dock and get you all dialed in, and most do.
Well, how cool, too, that you can come down on a guy who's been on the yellowtail every day for a week straight. He can walk you up to the tackle store and point out the jigs that have been getting bit, and you and your three buddies, and you know, everybody wants to buy a lure or two before they go on a trip, and you can walk up to the tackle store with them, and this jig's been good, this jig's been good. We caught two on this yesterday. Order your sandwich, order your drinks, down to the boat, and away you go.
Yep.
That's awesome.
That's it.
Awesome.
Yeah, people are pretty amazed, especially people who fish different places in the country and in the world, because, you know, they say when you go to Florida, you charter a boat like that, and they just tell you to meet you in some marina, and, you know, someone will be up there to let you into the gate at a certain time, you know, and you kind of, you know, it's, there's no, like, central meeting place you know, for a lot of charters anywhere else in the country or in the world. So.
And Dana Landing is the spot.
Yeah, that's the spot, no doubt.
So if somebody wants to go yellowtail fishing here with you in the next couple weeks, do you have any spots available?
Yeah, I do. Right now we're really focusing on doing the private charter thing rather than open party, so we're recommending to get a group together and give us a call.
Like a group of three, four.
Yeah, two, three, four. God, you want to come out by yourself, by all means, jump on, let's go.
And that trip would be $1,000.
Yeah, right now that's a local
full
trip.
Full day trip.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we're doing like 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. And, we do have some spots open.
You do?
Yes.
Next couple weeks. So you get your buddies, you want to go on a full day trip, $250 a piece.
You got your own private charter.
Your own private charter.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty good deal. All right. Phones are packing up. Let's jump into it.
You got it, man. How about we jump back in? John and Mira Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, John?
Good morning, John.
Yeah, I had a question for John. This is kind of a follow-up question from Norman on the spot in the bay there. I've been getting spots in as, not really targeting them, but as incidental catches ever since the 70s. And but nothing under 3 pounds. My smallest has been 3 pounds. And I just assumed that those were resident fish. But are you saying that those were migratory, that they don't live there year-round, the bigger ones?
I don't think so. I think they move in and out of the bays. I think they move up and down the coastline and into the bays and estuaries. I'm not a biologist. I don't know, you know, and I don't know if the study's been done to see what exactly they do. But you know, there's always a chance of holdover fish, you know, hanging around the bay. But 3 pounds is a good size. I mean, they get up to 12, 15 pounds. So
really,
so
a spot fin?
Yeah. Spot fin croaker is like a trophy. That's a trophy croaker.
Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah. All right, John. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Are they good eating?
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good tell you. Right. Cool fish in the bay, though. I mean, they pull hard. Cool. You know, I mean, they pull hard and big fish.
The West Coast drum.
Yeah, there you go, man.
West Coast drum. Yep. All right.
On it. Jeff and Santee, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year.
Hey, I've got some family members in from Northern Cal, and I did hear your guest earlier talk about there's still some yellowtail out there, but I really want to try to get out there with these guys, but I wonder if I should try to chase the yellowtail or just take them on a rock cod type of trip.
Are you going on your own boat?
No, we wanted to go with a charter or you know, a party boat or whatever.
Well, as far as charters go, you know, if you want to catch a yellowtail, the only way you're going to catch one is if you go to catch one.
Yeah,
that's right.
So if you're in a situation where you can kind of divide up your day, you could do that, or, you know, just all depends on how bad you want to catch a yellow. You want to catch a yellow, you should fish all day for them. Like I was saying earlier in the show, we had a trip last week. We didn't get bent until 3 p.m., but from 3 till 5, every drift we were bending, and we were bending very, very well. So, and it's because, you know, we stuck our heads, or put our heads down and stuck with the game plan. So that I recommend doing that. If you want to catch a yellowtail, stick with the yellowtail program all day long.
Incidental may be a rockfish on the spots that you're catching, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, if you're so inclined, you want to catch a rockfish, a lot of these spots we are fishing, you can just pit on a whole dead squid and drop down to the bottom with your 10-ounce sinker and catch yourself a groundfish while you're fishing for yellowtail.
You know? Until
you get
December 31st of the
year. Until December 31st. Right. Yeah. For the net. And then, so that's... Rockfish will be closed in California waters from January and February, and then opens back up March 1st.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got it.
So get on it this week. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Mike from Carlsbad. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Mike.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Great.
Great, Mike.
Merry Christmas. Got a new rod for Christmas.
Nice.
And recommendation on a reel. I was thinking, looking at the 10 Fathom 25 versus the Torium, I think it's a Torium 20 or 30 or something. What do you guys think?
Johnny?
They're pretty equal. You know, like it's kind of like apples to apples. Just they'll both handle real well for you. What I would do is bring the rod, you know, down to the shop and put both reels on there and see which one you think feels better. You're not taking a downgrade either way. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, we favor the Shimano Torium and such a great reel, and Shimano came out with the ultimate products. I know you have a lot of those on your boat, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big fan of Shimano. Quality product right there. Yeah.
You're going to find the things you would want to pay attention to. I agree with Johnny, 100%. Put both of them on your reel. The things you're going to want to pay attention to is how the handle feels in your hand, the free spool that the reel gets, how the reel fits your hand. You know, your guy that's got bigger or smaller hands, one might just fit you better. I think one thing that the advantage that Torium might provide you is more torque. The Pen Fathom is a really good free spooling reel. I mean, free spool is great, and you wouldn't be bummed if you went that route. What I think your advantage would be in buying that Shimano is the reel is just more torque. And the problem with that is that's not something that you're ever going to feel in the tackle store. It's when you're attached to a fish. I'm not in any way knocking at Pen Fathom. It's a great reel. And if that was your choice, I don't think you'd be bummed in the slightest. Where I think the Torium would give you an advantage is that when you're attached to the same fish and with both reels,
big yellowtail,
it's just going to be physically easier to turn the handle under pressure with the Torium than it will be with the Fathom.
Yeah, there you go. Good suggestions. Take it on down there and enjoy your new rod. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Happy New Year to you. That does free up 877-792-1090.
All right. How about next up? We talked to Mike. He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, the full-day charter for $1,500 sounds good.
Yeah.
My question is, like, what time do you leave? Do you leave at night and do it like an overnight trip so you can go as far as you want? Or is a full day just from dawn till dusk or what?
Our full-day trips, you know, in the summertime, we'll do 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Boat's relatively fast. I cruise at about 22, 24 knots if it's nicer, even faster. So I'm able to get out there pretty darn quick to maximize your time fishing for the day. Basically, you know, longest trips we do is about 12 hours.
That's the thing that, like you say, that many people aren't realizing is it doesn't take you 12 hours to get to the fishing grounds. It's you know, but if you're leaving at 5 a.m., you're fishing right about the same, you know, you're basically fishing as the sun's coming up.
Yeah.
You stop, load your bait, and away you go.
A good example, on a pretty nice weather day, it takes me about 2 hours and 20 minutes to get to San Clemente Island from Mission Bay.
Wow, which is over 50 miles.
That's about 60 to the fishing grounds.
Yeah.
And this year, with the fishing being even closer than that, I'm sure you were fishing before sun up.
Yeah, you know what I did this year is I started leaving at 6 and let everybody run past everything. I can't tell you how many times we got out there. People were about 5-6 miles west of us, and we were just running into meat wads of fish with no one around.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What a fun year.
Yeah.
What a great year to pick to have the new boat.
Yeah, pretty stoked. Yeah. Could ask for better fishing.
Yeah, no kidding. But book now. I mean, you want to go on those overnight spring, summer trips. Don't be left out. I mean, Johnny, I mean, you said it earlier. I mean, Dwayne, you said it earlier. I mean, people call in July, and it's like you're laughing.
Yeah, especially
November.
Yeah, especially with how popular fishing is getting and how good fishing is now. You know, it's real important if you want to get out there, and especially want to get out there on prime dates or multiple times during prime season.
With the top guys.
Yeah, you need to act as early as you can and put those deposits down and book those trips up and get that peace of mind. Otherwise, you're going to be left kind of scrambling, and you might not get on the boat you want to get on.
Yeah. You get the leftovers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
There's a reason guys like the ones that we're talking about right now, the Impulse and Pinnacle and the Black, there's a reason that those guys are booked all summer long. And honestly, consequently, there's a reason why there's other guys that have spots that time of year. And, you know, if you want
to
get
the 18.
Exactly. If you want to get on the best boats, this is when you book those trips, you know. Book two spring trips and two fall trips, you know, two spring trips, two summer trips with Dwayne right now, you're going to develop a rapport, you'll have fun with the boys on the boat, you know, your whole group will have something to look forward to throughout the year. It's, you know,
if your schedule changes, you can adjust, right?
Yeah, I have no problem adjusting, no problem at all, you know, especially if it's early enough in the season where there's dates open. Yeah, that's
somebody
not
books
a problem
three or four charters with you,
yeah,
and you call them and go, geez, Dwayne, I'm my wife's making me go on this trip to somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, and that kind of stuff happens.
What other date do you have?
Sure.
Just slide
sure.
your
Yeah, yeah,
your
we make it work.
Right
and we do get that. We get a lot of guys. I just had a guy book 10 trips right last week through the whole year, you know, multiple in certain months. So.
Yeah.
And that's
smart.
Deal. Yeah, no, it's really smart.
It's
and
really
that same
smart.
Guy last year absolutely had an incredible year of fishing because he was on it.
Yeah,
the cool. whole season, you know.
Yeah. And there's nothing. I mean, it becomes fishing with buddies. You develop a
yeah.
rapport. It gives you and your boys something to look forward to. You know exactly how much money you're going to rat hole away for your fishing throughout the year. It's a really cool way to do it.
Yeah.
Same thing with your charter boats. Impulse.
Same thing. Yeah.
Blackjack.
Yeah. I mean, we have regular. We have regular groups that that'll book the boat 4 or 5 times a year. Mm-hmm. And like you said, they oftentimes move around. You know, they'll call up and go, hey, you know what? I'm booked for this Saturday. Can you move that up a week? Because a couple of our guys can't make it that day. And, yeah. and you know, because they're in there early, it's easy for us to switch
go.
That stuff around. You know, so, yeah, it definitely helps to get in early. And those guys are all friends with Matt, and they're all, they're all friends with Steve. They and a lot of them are, it's like, point now where it's like a personal relationship where they're calling the captains on their cell phone and and the captains in the meantime also have groups where that use the boat a lot where when something good is
exactly.
happening they're going to call them
yeah.
up and say, hey, there's a Tuesday open and
yep.
there's big bluefin
they're
out
biting.
There
that's what
they're
I'm saying
biting.
We call it a call list and
yeah.
you got good fishing and a couple days open or a random day open or a cancellation, guess who gets those calls?
Yeah.
Guys on the call list.
Yeah.
And guess who scores? Those guys.
Yeah. Those guys are the ones. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Mike. One of the things I have to commend you on, Dwayne, is you are the king of Facebook, Instagram, all the social media. You really do a good job with that. And I wish I could do that kind of job. Because when Dwayne's out there, Pinnacle Sport Fishing, you see it. I mean, if you're subscribing. So people should sign up. On your Instagram, Facebook, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, and that whole thing's kind of like a double-edged sword, I stumbled upon doing that, and I did it because I needed to get my boat off the dock more to be able to, pay for living throughout the year, and it kind of steamrolled into what it is. And it's a double-edged sword, you've got to be able to use it without negatively affecting bites, blowing the whistle on bites. But at the same time, getting yourself out there and getting the attention you need to get bookings. And fortunately, it's worked out really good for me, but I'm really, really careful with it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It could ruin things.
Yes.
You've got to be really thoughtful in the way you post things and when you post things. I try to keep everything really relevant, but at the same time, a lot of that stuff you're seeing was a week before or 2 weeks before because it wasn't out there through anybody else, or we were the only ones on it, and I didn't want to blow it. Or there was other guys on it that found it that are friends of ours that we didn't want to blow it for them. But, yeah, it's all pretty relevant, and I'm really stoked that it steamrolled to what it is and helped get my name out there.
Yeah, and help you keep what's going on in
and it gets people excited to go fishing. Bottom line, that's what it is.
You're like a god to Ron Lane. I mean, Ron Lane, every time I go out fishing with Ron, every time I talk to Ron, it's like, man, did you see what Dwayne Diego did, man? It was unbelievable, man. He caught all this fish.
I love Ron.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Yeah,
he's a great guy.
I mean, there's nobody with more enthusiasm. But, yeah, oh my God, you could probably go in there and it's like, you're like God Diego.
The phone, reaching for the phone.
Oh, man.
Show me the picture. Like,
yeah.
Oh, check this out. Look at this.
Exactly. Oh, man.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's winning some great prizes. You stay tuned. More great stuff coming your way on the Mighty 1090. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner of the $50 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle going to John in Mira Mesa. And then a brand new pair of Olakai shoes or sandals, your choice at Dana Landing, is going to Ken in San Diego. Congratulations, guys. You're going to love that stuff.
Yes, indeed. Johnny White, thank you very much. You and Steve Pinard at Dana Landing and East County Bait and Tackle. How do we find you?
You can look on the web. It's pretty easy. DanaLanding.com. And or you can give us a call on the phone, 619-226-2929.
All right. You want the best knowledge on bay fishing, go see John. Days off are Wednesday and Thursday, but he's there every other day.
That's correct.
All right. Very good. And Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing, how do we find you?
Find me on the web, www.pinnaclesportfishing.com. Find me on Facebook under Pinnacle Sport Fishing or on Instagram under Dwayne Diego. You could also call us direct at 619-850-7575.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, guys, for being in here today, being our second to the last show of 2015. One more to go. Number 104 is tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. We're going to have the lobster guru himself, Jim Salazar, will be in the studio with us. It's going to be a fantastic show. Tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. We'll see you right back here on the Mighty 1090.